Wiener!
Dogs are adorable.
They are.
And I do love one with sauerkraut.
I do as well.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
A dog I'm talking about. Like
this just in. This just in. Chamber of Commerce weather. That's what we were trying to remember at the very top of the show. So you can rest at ease.
That brings it all around.
Yeah. Come back.
So speaking of Chamber of Commerce weather, we've got Nightmare Factory with us. okay, so now the Nightmare Factory, you do the spooky houses, the sideshow acts. Now, come Halloween, I know you have the, what are they called? Is it like the PG-13 and then the R-rated shows where the people can actually touch?
Yeah, during the season, whenever we're open for the haunted houses, they have PG, we offer PG-13 hours that go from 7 to 10, and then at 10 o'clock it switches to rated R. And during rated R, we're allowed to use adult language and touch you. And so a lot of people come for this.
Just put your hand on their leg. Like not even menacingly, just.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
I can do this. I can do this.
It's weird because, and people will do that too. They'll be standing in the line, and you know, we'll get on stage and we'll be like, "Ladies and gentlemen, it's 10 o'clock." You know, and if you've never been here before, you know, just know we are allowed to cuss at you, and we are allowed to touch you. And everybody's like, there's always like two or three people standing in the crowd going, "You ain't touching me. You ain't touching me." And I'm like, "Well, sir, you might want to move up. Because, you know, you're about to get grabbed." You know. It's weird because the haunted house industry, you know, when we were growing up, mm-hmm. it was just kind of, you know, just simple walkthrough. Yeah, you know, people were trying to, you know, build it up and make it scary. And as kids, you know, we were always really into Halloween and everything. But every time we would go to a haunted house, we would never get scared.
And it was always the same.
Same thing.
Every year.
Okay. Robots, you know, pneumatic props and everything. And people that are in the haunted house industry as a business, you know, that's really that's one of the only ways, you know, to make money off of a haunted house is to not put any actors in there and just put a bunch of robots in there and just send people through conga line, boom, 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 boom. Well, we don't do it like that. You know, we wanted to create a haunted house, a horror experience for adults. And so when we set out to do the Nightmare Factory, we do all live characters. There's no robots or anything in there. You know, And now today, it's the haunted houses are starting to get really extreme. You know, there are places in New York and California where you have to sign a waiver to go in, and they're allowed to do whatever they want to you, mm-hmm. and you know, confine you into small rooms, pour water on you, and all that other stuff and everything. And so, we're going to be offering things like that this year. It's a game that we're going to be playing called the Torture Game, which we done a couple years ago when we did the Overnight Experience, which is basically a 6-hour room escape. We actually came to All About Craven and talked to you guys about that, and it went really well. It was 2 summers ago. So people would come and they would show up at the factory at midnight, and then they would stay until the sun came up at 6, but they had, you know, 23 different clues they had to do, and then in that time they were captured and tortured. Psychologically, to try to get...
Because that makes it better.
Yes.
Because that doesn't leave any...
scars were not any type of pain stuff or anything, but you have a safe word at the beginning, and as long as you don't say the safe word, and your group makes it all the way to the end, then you win the game.
What was an example of the safe word?
I want to know. Caligula.
One of them was
blueberry pancakes.
One of them, banana. One lady said Obama, because they didn't want to say it. I was like, and then there was, what was another one?
Nutter butter
was one. Yeah, it's really weird because you're sitting there and...
Which is awkward because one of the solutions to one of the riddles was Nutter butter, so...
Real?
I can't say this. Okay. You have to say it.
I don't want to give this away, but at the Nightmare Factory, Nutter butter is a very...
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because people will be, they get strapped in a chair... And like we have like a 11-foot Burmese python. We have like tarantulas.
Honestly, this just sounds like a normal Tuesday night.
Yeah. So we'll bring out. They'll be kind of like strapped in the chair, and we'll bring out, you know, tarantulas or like the snake or something. And we'll be like, you know, say the word, and they'll be like, no, you know. But some people, you know, you'll be in that atmosphere, mm-hmm. and you'll come out. You'll be like, say it, and they're like, Nutter butter, you know. And you can't help. You have to stay in character.
Yeah.
You know, there have been times where. During that, he played the doctor character that was doing the torture, and I kind of played a creature character that didn't talk, and so I would stand behind the chair and hand him things. One of the things that we used was one of the one of the tortures of that. You had to eat dead fish out of the bottom of a fishbowl.
Yeah.
But that was rough. In an effort for us, and this is like a little, you know, secret trick, but, you know, for us to try to make it worse than what it was, all we did was went and bought sardines, and we got a brand new fishbowl, and then put sardines in the bottom of it, filled it up, maybe 2 or 3 inches of water, and put yellow food coloring in there. So it literally looked like it had been sitting there for years. And then, you know, they had to eat it, and they thought that, you know, of course that it was... that it was real. I mean, I guess it was.
Yeah.
You know, but not in the way that it was being presented. But yes. A lot of those times, you know, I would just sit back and just laugh. And just laugh and laugh and laugh. And he would have to stay in character. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole lot of fun. We have a really good time. Wow. Messing with people.
So I know I'm not on your marketing team or anything like this, but for some reason, all I can imagine is that your next step is... church services on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
in character.
Surprisingly enough, we're actually pretty serious Christians, you know. A lot of people don't know that. You know, we don't do any devil stuff or anything like that.
That's not saying that we've been invited by a church to do anything that we do outside of
We have churches that come and protest.
We have protesters
this year.
Come every year.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah. It's kind of a...
They're cool.
I mean, they're cool.
Yeah, they're really good people.
I mean, we you know, we like them. We go in over and talk to them and everything. But they're, you know, they're busy during that time.
Mm-hmm. They don't really care for us too much.
No. Okay. No.
Well, Dills, have there been any, I guess, interesting stories is what I want to know about, particularly like the R-rated thing with
has
people's reactions?
Themselves?
Oh, anybody I mean, that's probably one of the best things is seeing, you know, especially being in Havelock, you know, we're right there outside of Cherry Point. So there's a lot of big guys that come in there, and there's nothing like seeing a full grown man in the corner, you know, pretty much in tears, telling you to stop, get me out of here. You know,
I'm peeing, stop,
please stop, get me out of here. You know,
was that an exact phrase that was spoken?
Oh yeah. People say that all the time. Mm-hmm. We actually have to have codes. We have code brown and code yellow and code green because people. We have, in the event of like a medical emergency, we have a code blue, or if somebody comes through and they're, you know, drunk or something, we have a code red and take them out. But we actually have to have codes if people go in there and pee, because it happens a lot. People aren't used to going into a haunted house, especially around here. When we first started, there weren't any haunted houses. Mm-hmm. In fact, the other owner, there are three owners, myself and Eric and then James Moore. And when he's from here, and me and Eric are from Louisville, Kentucky, and so when we got here and started talking about opening up a haunted house, he had never even been to one. Mm-mm. We had to drive to Virginia Beach to take him through a year-round one.
Yeah,
for him to experience it. And now, you know, so the people around here have never really... Unless they've been somewhere else or they're from somewhere else, they've never really had an experience like that. So when they come to the factory thinking that they're just going to walk through and it's going to be like a hayride or something, they get in there and they flip out. You know what I mean? They really, really flip out. We have people have panic attacks and like serious
stuff. Some people don't realize that they have epilepsy until they get in there and they'll, you know, they just... They fall out. We've had ambulances show up and take people out on stretchers and stuff a couple times. That's not saying that it's not good for.
I was going to say this actually
for the pool. You
for
know,
someone like me that absolutely loves to be terrified, like if I saw that, I'd be like, "Yes, I want that experience."
It's
bring that ambulance back around in 5 minutes.
Normally, when the ambulance shows up, you know, we walk. They're like, they're killing people in there. You know?
Oh my goodness! And it's horrible.
I'm going to code brown, yellow, and green all at the same time.
there's been some crazy things. You know, people go in, especially during rated R hours, and there have been people that we have brought through, you know, that are like friends of ours or family of ours, and it's even worse for them because then they're really allowed to do whatever they want to them. And we're almost agging them on as we're going through, you know, they're like, they're with us, you know, it's fine, you know. And then they'll, like, kidnap them and, you know, do crazy stuff to them. And
a lot of our psychos like to kidnap people and bag them and put them in cells and torture them for a few minutes and then, you know, let them go.
there are there are laws against some of these things.
They have to. They have to, and it depends on who it is. Yeah. You know, when if it's somebody that we know, then we do a thing called double rated R, where that's when they get bagged.
Whoa, wait, let's talk about this.
Double rated R is no rules at all. In fact, that's not even something that we talk about publicly.
Oh, no, we don't.
But the thing is, the word has started to get out. So we've had customers in the past couple of years that have come to us, you know, later, and they're like, so what about this double rated R? And we're like, what are you talking about? Like, that doesn't exist. Yeah.
You guys got that double rated R?
It's like the secret menu at a restaurant.
Yeah. It is. It really is.
And all you do is you, like, knock them out, put them in a van, and then take them, like, Toledo. Drop them off and come back. Three weeks later, they're like, I don't know where I am.
Did you rate us on Facebook?
Everything. This is for that 2 stars.
Yeah. Oh.
How do you guys handle, like the drunks? Because I've watched a lot of programming that talks about, you know, haunted houses and how drunks seem to be the thing that is the Achilles heel for a lot of, because you want people to have fun,
yeah,
but at the same time you want yourself to be safe and everyone else to be
there
safe.
There has to be control.
How, yeah, absolutely. How do you, because I mean,
as you're kidnapping of someone, you said this is, yeah, putting them in a bag, and
you said this is your
making what, them breathe ether.
This was our 11th year, but our 12th
season. And I've never seen anything negative on it about you know, someone like getting hurt or dying or anything. Yeah. So, but how do you handle something like that?
The security that we have, they go through a pretty serious process of training and stuff. We normally bring all the cast and characters and staff and stuff in a few months before we open. And then our head of security, you know, he'll take them and run through scenarios for a couple of months. So by the time it gets around to the season and we're open, these guys are, you know, they're prepared. They know what to look for. They're walking. They have their certain spots. They know. We've been doing it for long enough now that we can tell if somebody is, you know, past the point of no return, you know, like you really shouldn't be here, or, you know, you're here, you're just having a good time. And, you know, I mean, we want everybody to have fun, and if it's a pretty common thing for people to show up and be a little intoxicated, and as long as you're controlling yourself, then it's not a problem. But
the ones that are over the top, you still let them buy tickets first, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it's no return. No
Then
corral them into, like, a whole separate spot where there's just blackness.
Like, hang on, let me carry you to the front row. Quick.
Yeah, like, make sure you purchase it. Your tickets are good all year, just so you know.
But, you know, we have had, we've never had anything really crazy happen as far as violence or anything. We've had a couple incidents, I think maybe twice, where somebody actually had to be, like, physically either picked up and removed from the property, or there was one guy that actually had to be, you know, taken to the ground. But those are those people that are beyond that
point. I was
point.
Actually involved in that one.
Yeah. Those are people that are beyond that point.
And that's what, you know, I was going to ask. Of course, we recommend. Have you ever experienced, well, because I know that you said with the rated R, you can actually touch them.
Yeah.
But it's still a no-no for them to touch you.
No, absolutely not.
Oh,
absolutely
so not. They can still, like.
Yeah, they can't touch. They can't touch the characters. Okay, and I mean, you know, our characters range from anywhere between, you know, 17 or 18 years old, all the way up until 40s and 50s. We have some characters in their 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's important to us to make sure, you know, safety. People say that. They're like, oh, safety's the number one thing. But for us, it actually is the number one thing.
There's a lot of dark hallways and small confined spaces in there. You know, you want to make sure that everybody's safe.
Yeah, they go through. The hardest part, I would say, probably for the security guards, as far as the training process is concerned, is getting to know the actual layout of the maze on the inside. Because, like, for example, if there's somebody that's going through and they get to, like, the psych ward or something like that, and they're drunk or they touch somebody or they hit somebody or whatever, there's a code that comes out across the radio that says code red in the psych ward. So the security has to automatically know where that is. If it's code red in the little girl's room, code red in the hotel hallway, they have to be able to make it to that spot, grab the people, and take them out safely in a matter of minutes. And so they train for months before we open to be able to make it to those spots, and we time them to be able to make it to them spots and take them out. And over the past 12 years, you know, it's really a testament to the team, you know, that we're this far into it, and this year was our safest year with the least amount of incidents, you know, this far into it. And in the past 2 years since we've expanded, we haven't really been at the Nightmare Factory every single night. Mm-hmm. Our team has been taken over well. You know, I mean, they have really, you know, taken the lead to run the Nightmare Factory and everything. So for them to have the safest season yet without us even there, you know, again, is a testament to their training. It says a lot to their dedication.
Either that, or they're not even opening some nights.
Yeah, they're just like, they're like, lock the doors. They'll never know.
You just show up.
Nothing happened tonight, boss. So safe.
But like Brett said, the fact that y'all are in the business that you're in, that form of entertainment, and they're, I cannot think of a single news story about, you know, a fight broke out at the Nightmare Factory tonight. Yeah. That is a wonderful testament to the care that y'all have taken into the safety of not just your performers, but everybody who is coming to the Nightmare Factory.
I'm amazed to hear you guys talk about that you train for months outside of the season. Like, and I know that may sound kind of weird for some, because of course it's a business. You know, this is your business, and it's still like it's refreshing. And it's really it amazes me that you do put that much time into it to ensure the safety of not only yourselves but the people that work for you and the people that come and enjoy your product. So, like, I think that's huge.
Thank
because
you.
Because in a world that we live in right now where you look wrong at somebody, in the world,
and
people,
happen, you know,
like, flip out at the drop of a hat, and to be able to do what you guys are doing, I have to say, man, kudos to you guys, because, I mean, it just sounds freaking amazing. I have to be honest, I've never been. I've been
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I just bring my 3-year-old next time and put him in front of me.
There you go.
Just baby shield.
We'll just have to get you into
take the child.
All the we're bringing back our room escapes.
See, I would love to do that.
Yeah, this year.
And then the overnight thing, I saw that 2 years ago and I told my wife, I was like, I want to do that. We're She's definitely. Like, you got to work. And I was like, you're going to wake the baby. She's like, we're hitting the table. Y'all don't have to laugh.
All
right, give us one more plug for Nightmare Factory. I think we're going to take one more break.
Nightmare Factory is Eastern North Carolina's premier haunted attraction. We'll be open on the last Friday of every month for free shows, sideshow, blood exhibits, horror movies in between the buildings starting in January. NightmareFactoryNC.com. 252-444-FEAR.